This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And a quick note. We got a message on our SMS asking if the Mustang takes premium or regular.
Low lead.
Yeah, regular.
No, wait. It says low lead or premium, but I'm sure he means regular.
Yeah, it runs.
All auto gas is unleaded.
Right. It runs on premium with 700 horsepower.
Yeah, the compression ratios they're running. Yeah, it's premium.
But now we're going to switch gears. We're going to go back.
And we're going to go to premium batteries.
Yeah, we're going to go to electric. We've got David Copeland here from Mid-Continent Instruments. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, we're peachy.
Great.
Yeah, we're peachy. We're running on low lead.
Yeah, we are.
We can amp the power up on you.
Yes, please.
Please do.
All right, you guys have developed batteries for aircraft?
Yes,
lithium batteries.
As a base to that, we're on our fifth generation of lithium ion power from TrueBlue Power in Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics in Wichita, Kansas. We really pioneered taking that lithium ion phosphate technology, packaging it into something that can be applied to general aviation and then upscale to commercial aviation.
Okay, when you say applied to general aviation, what are we talking about here? Batteries for my handheld radio or replacing the battery in my aircraft?
Well, we focus on emergency power and also mainship batteries in our company right now. And those, we pride ourselves on the fact of TrueBlue Power batteries are the only batteries that are now meeting the FAA's DO311A strict certification for all of lithium-ion power. So we're the first to certify and deliver those batteries into the marketplace, and they're TC'd on helicopters, both the rotor wing and fixed wing products right now, and are delivering even here at the show.
Well, there was a lot of official sounding numbers there, but can you give us a quick synopsis of what that certification means?
Well, it means that we take that lithium ion phosphate technology and package it. We monitor, we mitigate, and then we manage it in a safe package that delivers three times the power, 90% less maintenance in most cases over the technology of the past, and 50 to 75% less weight. Which, as we know, in both rotor and fixed wing, weight is all about what it's. I've worked at many general aviation companies, and you know, we take the first serial number airplane that's come out and TC'd, and they get that, and then we look at it 4 or 5 years later, or even a year later, and look at the empty weight of the aircraft, and it always increases. We're finding that is still the case, and so a lot of the manufacturers, all the ones that we've talked to across the industry, and especially on this campus here at EAA, are either testing, demonstrating, or delivering our technology and our battery technology to the marketplace.
Well, if you're owning a 172 and you're running a standard lead acid battery and you convert over to one of your lithium ions, is there any special modifications to the aircraft that have to be done to accommodate this?
Sure. First of all, we have over 20 TC and STC combinations for the marketplace right now. We don't currently have it for the 172, but that could be an STC that could be added. So things that you have to do is, of course, look at your electrical system and the application integration of that into the aircraft.
Well, I imagine the other thing is weight and balance, because you just said you're cutting half the weight off the battery. So.
Right. So they have to readjust sometimes. Especially in the rotor wing, you know, they're taking ballast in and out in some of the light jets. They're having to adjust that. But it's all into the positive. They'll figure out where to put more avionics or less avionics, especially golf bags and more baggage. Everybody always brings a little bit extra with them on those trips. So we allow that. And also it extends the range of the aircraft and the safety parameters all the way around.
There's a key word right there, safety.
Right.
I fly radio control models with lithium polymer batteries. They're known for exploding if you happen to abuse them. What about these guys? What kind of safety precautions are you taking with them?
Well, we're very careful about that. The technology has evolved, and we lead the industry in our testing. Millions of hours of service on these technologies, and especially in our Gen 5s, we're continuing to increase our review and certification of those batteries through five generations of batteries. We provide protection for overcharge, over discharge, temperature, under temperature, over temperature, start circuitry, all those things to make sure that you're safe, the environment is safe, and that you're going to have three times the power and a lot less weight when you're flying around.
You know, there's one other parameter here that most people wouldn't think of when it comes to a battery, and that's altitude, the pressure difference from sea level to whatever cruising altitude you're at. How do you prepare the batteries for that?
Well, it's also based in our technology of the cell itself and how we package it and we monitor, mitigate, and manage it to altitude. One of the unique features of our batteries is there's a built-in heater device. So they are smart batteries. They're basically a flying computer battery is what they are. They're very, very smart. So we mitigate that through a BMS system in our batteries that's very, very important to our safety and technology that's been built in. So the altitude doesn't really affect it so much. We do have some special missions that we can't talk about here that are flying into some higher altitudes into possibly space. And they found this to be fantastic technology and packaging for that special application.
By special, I imagine the built-in heater is amazing because right. lithiums don't really like cobalt that much.
They sure
no,
don't.
They don't. I mean, the extremes, no battery likes extreme heat or extreme cold.
Right.
But we monitor that. We have ACUs or the battery itself is very smart. So let's just say you're in Alaska because we have a lot of operators that in the past have had to take their batteries out of their Twin Otters or their single otters or whatever they're flying up there, take them to the hotel and back. We mitigate that now. So all you have to do is come to the aircraft, either touch the ACU and activate the battery because it goes to sleep so it doesn't drain itself. And then we also have a battery on the outside of ours and it'll automatically activate the battery, heat it up. When the passengers are ready, you're ready to go.
Wow.
I never thought that I would see the day when you'd have a heater in your battery.
Right. So really. It's funny, some of the airplanes don't even have heated seats and we have a heated battery.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, we're ahead of that. We're ahead of it.
Well, it just goes to show there's a lot of things on an airplane you need to keep warm.
It's exactly right. And battery's one of them. So we don't sometimes think about that, but you know, you don't want to be sitting on the ramp in even Duluth, Minnesota, and you're getting ready to go somewhere and everybody's loaded and everybody's shivering and that's the last thing you want to have to worry about is firing it
up. You
don't
want to hear the captain come on, anybody got any jumper cables?
No, that's not a good thing, right?
I was going to say, you're working here with aircraft, but have you been approached for other purposes for these batteries?
Sure. So one of the advantages of our company is we're leveraging 55 years of expertise in engineering and avionics and instruments, and through that technology and it's as it evolved, we get calls from all over the world from either manufacturers of certified equipment or special missions equipment or even government and military. So as we know, this technology has been proven in the military. It's been proven in your hand tools. It's been proven in automobiles. It's been proven in our phones and computers. So aviation, as we all know, sometimes takes a while to catch up. So if we look at that technology and what a lot of people on this airfield are flying is lead acid technology, nothing wrong with that. But if we look at some of the aircraft that are on display today, the oldest piece of technology they have on board is their battery. It's 1859 technology, okay? So you look at the tires, the brakes, the de-icing equipment, especially in avionics, and the battery is the oldest thing on the aircraft. So we're after that, and we're accomplishing that very successfully in our business.
That's amazing. That's good stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about starting batteries. What about emergency batteries, backup batteries?
Yes, we have an array of those. It kind of started with our Lifesaver, which I talked about the other day, some of the things that we offer in gyros and backup for emergency. We've also applied that in our TS-835 emergency standby. That's kind of how we got into this. And then we took that technology and then applied it to main ship batteries and other emergency offers. We also have a TS-60, which is a brand new item that's for a Dash 8. And so they had a lot of maintenance issues and a lot of life issues. And so we've provided the first sealed lithium ion power that has been FAA certified in DO-311 in a pressurized cabin. So that's a major milestone accomplishment.
It's actually in the cabin.
It can be in the cabin. It's right under the floor and the overhead. So it's an awesome, you know, we've gone and in the FAA, we work hand in hand with them on our CTA, also through Gamma. We're very involved in the EPIC committee for the future of aviation. So we're not only the legacy people that have brought this technology to market, but we're also the lithium people. So when we give tours and we give people information about that all over the world, when we're informing people, manufacturers, and all the people that we have as customers, we talk about the legacy to lithium, and we leverage all that for safety and success for the future.
Now, your batteries, the individual cells, are you making them in-house or do you subcontract out from a quality manufacturer?
No, we have a vetted vendor that we use, and we're very careful about that, of course, because that chemistry, and we found very, very successful. It started with MIT and that technology some years ago, and then Todd Winter, our CEO and president, founded that technology, brought it to our company and gave it to the engineers and said, develop me safe, reliable, extended life, low maintenance, all the things that a pilot...
All the things that strike fear into the heart of an engineer.
Exactly. And we did it very successfully. And now we're on our fifth generation of those just to provide even more of that, to the more power. Everybody wants more power. So we're delivering that every day.
And I imagine that in the early stages of this, some of the research that was done was rather spectacular.
Not in our facility. We've had to do some things that are well beyond that what we would think could ever happen in an aircraft, and we've done a lot of testing on that. So, you know, when we test a battery, you know, your body's going to take probably maybe 8, 10 G, 12. I don't know what it is exactly, depending on how great a shape you are and what your age is.
Most people, it's more like 2.
Right. So, yeah, especially. So we're testing some of our batteries for UNDOT to 150 G impact that still have to survive that as well as operate. So we have extreme parameters that our batteries are certified under, and we're passing with flying colors.
That's incredible.
Yeah. 150 G's is easy to do. All I got to do is drop it on concrete.
That's it.
Right. That's basically what we do.
Yeah.
So we are really proud of that technology and what we're bringing to the marketplace, and it is the future and innovation for even, you know, when Ford was just in here, their hybrid cars, and even Tesla. I mean, they used our same cell in the beginning. So it's proven technology. It's delivering all over the world, and we're very proud to bring it to Oshkosh.
Fantastic. Cool. Where can we find you on the field?
We're in Hangar B in the back. You can't miss us. You come in and see TrueBlue Power and our power solutions. Anybody in the back of the hangar at 2600 and 2700 is our thing. We've had a lot of traffic, a lot of really great interest in this technology. So come by and see us.
So becoming more and more accepted by the average pilot?
Yeah, I think that of the past, you know, there was some of that possible negativity in the media, as we know how that is. And, you know, we've got the safest technology and chemistry in the marketplace, and it's well-tested and well-proven.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with David Copeland from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.